This is your host, Ross and Clary Doan. Please do me a favor and check out the links that are posted in the episode notes.
What's up? You are now listening to Americanized, a storytelling podcast where you'll hear from eclectic first and second generation Americans share their stories and real life experiences as children of immigrants.
Thank you so much for tuning in. I wanted to dive into the word Americanized, the proper spelling, and then my spelling, and we can differentiate the two and get into the why behind that, especially since there are new people to the kin. Americanized, the dictionary word and version, the Americanized version, by definition, is something or someone adapted or altered to have or conform to typically American characteristics, or in other words, to make American in quality or character. So, I'm trying to think of things that are Americanized. I know that it's generally applied to people, but just reading that definition does make me question what are American characteristics, qualities, what is something that is Americanized? So the biggest example is food. Looking at Italian food or Mexican food, it's saying that Americans have come to think of spaghetti and meatballs and pizza as common Italian fare. However, these meals are Americanized. Mexican food has also been Americanized, and same with Chinese food. I feel like most of the Chinese restaurants that you order from are Americanized Chinese food. And I really can't think of any others, but food is a huge example. Another huge example are immigrants and children of immigrants who physically become American citizens and therefore Americanized. Like my parents, who were not born in America, but they became American after many, many years, over 20 years of living in America, you eventually will become an American person. For a personal example, my mom, I grew up with her cooking only traditional foods from Ivory Coast. You know, she would cook everything Ivorian, and honestly, I don't know when our first Thanksgiving was, or when we started having that, you know, big meal on that random Thursday in November, but I would say that with her, her cooking also became Americanized, because then she would be cooking Americanized pasta, spaghetti, meatballs, fried rice, you know, french fries, got into pizza, and all of that stuff, really. So she would become Americanized in the way she cooked for us, because we were exposed to school food that we enjoyed eating, and that was Americanized as well. You know, mac and cheese and baked goods, because baked goods is not huge, like desserts and cookies and things are not huge in Ivory Coast, so she would get into that, and she was really good at it. In episode 1 of Americanized, I shared a short story on how one of my mom's friends pointed out how she was Americanized. I forget what she did or said. She did something that was deemed Americanized, I guess. And I also shared in the episode that this woman, this friend, gave my mom her mac and cheese recipe that my mom could do with her eyes closed today because she's made it so many times. And mac and cheese is really American food, so she became Americanized again in the kitchen cooking these dishes that she would never cook back home. But that story stuck with me because it does highlight how different you are, how you are becoming more American in your character, your nature, or, you know, whatever qualities you have. Looking at my definition, my version of Americanized, being spelled as AmericanIzed, is not a typo. Americanize intentionally has the K-I-N instead of the C-A-N because kin is like a community of us who are identifying as first generation or second generation Americans. Us who are the children of immigrants, us whose parents are immigrants and we grew up American as their American children. I think that population of people, we have stories to share, we have experiences that are shared and or unique. And I think the way we can relate to each other, having immigrant parents from countries that are on the other side of the world, but us first or second generation American can share experiences of navigating our identities, navigating how to be American. Yes, we were born here, but we don't have that example of how to be American from our parents. We're learning from society and school and friends and the media. TV is teaching us these things, and it's so interesting what we take in and what we produce or what we put out there, how we operate because of what we're taking in, thinking this is what it means to be American, this is what it looks like, this is how our household should be, this is how I should speak, this is how I should walk, this is how I should dress, this is what I should eat. It's just so crazy that influence, especially growing up, because you think about yourself a lot, being, you know, a kid and adolescent. Navigating identity for any child of any background is a lot. Coupled with other factors that identify you is a lot. So Americanize is a special place for this kin that has these experiences. And I just love to hear the different stories, and I love to share the stories as well. And that's what Americanized is. It's a podcast for stories of the first and second generation kin. I use it interchangeably because some people who are children of immigrants consider themselves to be first generation. Like, I consider myself to be a first generation American, but some people who are children of immigrants consider themselves to be second generation Americans and consider their parents to be the first generation American. So that's why I use both, but it all under the umbrella of you have immigrant parents. Thank you so much for listening. I hope to catch you in the next episode.
All original music produced by Stubborn Soul. You can find him on all music listening platforms at STBRNSAL.